This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. What a fantastic week on MasterChef. The top 10 have been Italy this week with the judges, gorgeous scenery and an explosion of Italian fare. Last night saw the team challenge where they had to cook five courses, and join me on the line is the latest elimination contestant, Debra. Welcome to Joy, Deb.
Hello, how are you?
I am really good. Now, I really felt for you last night, Deb, because you had to prepare and cook a couple of pigs on the spit. How was that for you to try and get your head around all that stuff?
Look, it was really, really challenging. It probably was not so much to do with having been a vegetarian, but just really dealing with the reality of that, the whole pig and just the physical thing of staking it and preparing it for the spit. So it was very confronting.
And of course, Gary and George did come around and say, look, you should just put water and salt on the pig. But you stuck to your guns. It turned out pretty all right, didn't it?
It actually turned out really well to do that. Normally, I listen to George, but on this instant, I didn't listen to him. I think the pig still worked pretty well. So the Italians told me that their skin was still quite crackling. So
that's a good sign.
It's a good time.
Now, a few tears flowed last night, Deb, because time escaped you and the gorgeous Ben and Andy helped you out. And that was really lovely of them, considering what's at stake. You guys were a really big team in the house, weren't you?
Yeah, look, if it hadn't been for Andy and Ben helping me out, I don't think I would have been able to plate up all of those meals by myself. So it was amazing, and a credit to them that they helped me.
Now, Deb, throughout the competition, one thing I loved about you was you kept it really simple. But in the competition, you had to stretch yourself. What surprised you most from the competition?
The most surprising thing was that elimination after elimination, I was still in the competition. there's 23 eliminations in the competition, only one person wins. I'm really proud that I got so far in the competition.
Now, you've always kept things really fresh and simple in your cooking. None of this processed food that is around so much today. Having shows like MasterChef has obviously taught people to go back to those old values. Do you think we've come full circle with food?
I hope we've come full circle with food. Processed food is not only bad for people, but it's just bad for the environment in general. But it's just good produce and organic produce. Food just tastes beautiful like it is. You don't really have to do a lot to it. It's simple to cook and create a lovely meal.
11 years ago, you underwent a hysterectomy, which was obviously a very challenging time in your life.
Yep.
But made you look at things very differently. It also made you change your way of food and how you eat food. Tell us about that.
Well, I became very aware because at that time, I really then looked at organics again because I needed to try and eliminate as many chemicals from my diet. And just sometimes you eat what seems like beautiful fruit and vegetable, but it is all sprayed when it's a mainstream fruit and vegetable. So I went straight into 100% organics because, one, it's grown in better soil and you don't have all the chemicals in the soil and you don't have the chemicals on the vegetable. So I did look at organics and have stayed with organics ever since.
Finally, Deb, it's been an amazing experience, MasterChef, for you. You met some amazing people, travelled to Italy, made the top 10. What does the future hold for you?
I wish I could say exactly what the future holds, but I think it's going to be a pretty exciting future.
What's your dream?
My dream is I want a lovely holistic retreat, which doesn't mean detoxing. It's more about just a relaxed space, quiet space for people to connect with other people, themselves, eat some really beautiful organic food and local produce, and the kitchen, of course, being the most important part of that retreat. So it's a bit like inviting people into my home.
And it's a bit like 11 Newton John's retreat in New South Wales as well.
Yeah, but there's no detoxing in mind, only detoxing from the rat race.
Deb, good luck with everything okay in the future, and thanks so much for joining us today on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. That was the latest victory from MasterChef. That was Deb. Amazing contestant. She kept things really simple in the competition. Amazing food, just basic food, heaps of fruit and vegetables and herbs and things. So she was an amazing contestant. So good luck to her. And of course, you can catch MasterChef from Sunday through to Friday on Network 10. And we're heading into the last few weeks. So it's a good time to check out the show because there's some amazing episodes coming up.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.